Good evening and welcome to the Pacifica National Board Audit Committee meeting. Today's Monday, November 9th. Our secretary should be on shortly. And tonight we have a very short agenda, and we're going to try to go through this as quickly as possible. For the live stream, I'm going to call the roll. Then the particular order.
It's Lisa Hello. Davis. Hello.
Oh, hi, Melinda. Lisa Davis.
Present.
Okay. Melinda Eilidon, did I say that correctly?
That's myself. Unfortunately, I just came home from work, and I didn't realize. I'm sorry. I didn't get the email.
It's okay. You're right on time. Sandra Rolline?
Present.
Okay. Jim Brown?
Here.
Susan McDonough?
Present.
Okay, thank you. And we have quorum. As a matter of fact, yay, give ourselves a round of applause. All of our members are here, which is a beautiful thing. Tonight, we, like I said, we have a very short agenda. There are five items on here, including adjournment. The first item is call to order and roll call for 5 minutes. Two, to approve minutes, if there are any. Three, discussion with auditor for 40 minutes, and that discussion will take place in two parts, the audit timeline for the fiscal year 2010, a discussion on the 08 management letter. Four is set meet next meeting date, and five is adjourned. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda, please?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. And Melinda, you don't have any minutes, correct?
Correct. Because we, as I recall, last meeting we didn't hit you in your quorum.
Yeah, we had quorum.
Okay. I may have been absent. Oh, that's right. I didn't have a voice.
Yes, we had quorum. But it's okay. So is there any objection to, well, are there any amendments to the agenda?
No.
None? Okay. So have unanimous consent to accept the agenda. Okay. Tony Pohl from Helen Donovan is our auditor again for this year, and we're going to start with him with our audit timeline. And I know that Sandra has it up. So, Sandra, I'm going to ask you to please read the timeline for the audience.
For 1 second here.
Hello, Tony. I'm sorry. I forgot to introduce Tony Pohl. Say hi, Tony.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Excel document that I have is Pacifica Foundation 2000 time for the audit. Audit process time frame. KPFA auditor, those are my words, to November 3rd through 2000. Field work, National Office, November 16th, December 4th, 2009. Draft financial statement, December 5th.
Sandra, your phone is breaking up a little bit.
Okay, let me take it off a speaker. Does that help?
Much.
That's perfect. Why don't you start over? Because I don't think we heard everything.
Okay. Pacifica Foundation 2009 audit. Estimate time for the audit process. Audit process time frame. KPFA audit November the 3rd through November the 5th, 2009. Field work at National Office November 16th through December the 4th, 2009. Draft financial statement due December the 15th, 2009. Audit report and management letter before December 25th, 2009. Form 990 before January 31st, 2010.
Okay. Thanks so much, Sandra. Okay. So I'll ask Tony to go first since he has to run to the airport to pick up his wife. We were teasing him earlier that we don't, you know, wives don't like to wait. So Tony.
Excuse me. the timetable is correct. There was a slight modification to KPFA, which we are starting on Wednesday of this week instead of last week. We are starting National Office next week. Tomorrow, I'm having a planning meeting with the audit staff the second partner assigned to this engagement, the engagement manager, as well as the senior accountant who did the field work last year. In that process tomorrow, we're going to talk about audit risk, what we found at the site audits at New York and D.C., and then make final plans about KPFA and whether we visit another station. Things do seem to be slipping a little already, and I was certain of the items that we requested at the start of our preliminary work have not yet been provided to us. We're going to keep the audit chair as well as the CFO engaged on a weekly basis. We'll provide status reports as to how things are progressing, because the one thing I want to avoid at all costs are the delays that we experienced last year. Our goal really is to have an audit report, a draft to the audit committee before Christmas of this year. So that will then give us a month to let everything settle down, be proofread, and be delivered to the national board meeting at the end of January.
Any of the audit committee members have any questions?
I have a question.
Okay, Melinda.
Yes, I would like to know specifically, this. When you say falling, I take it that you're having a lack of cooperation with perhaps some of the stations?
No, I wouldn't say cooperation.
Okay.
No, that would be, I think that would be an unfair statement.
Okay.
We're getting the information, but it's coming slowly. It's not coming as fast as we'd like. And always, you've got to understand, auditors are very impatient people. When we request information, we want it yesterday.
Because
we assume that this is information that has already been prepared and it should be readily available.
Is there anything we can do to help?
Well, I'm going to keep Nia involved in the process. As I said, give her a weekly status update, as well as LeVon Williams, the CFO. And I think that, hopefully that will keep things moving.
Good, thanks.
Okay. Sandra?
Yeah, thank you for your update. I just wanted to know, are you actively communicating directly with the general managers and the business managers of each signal area?
Yes, we are. Yes, we recognize that we can't, that we have to get the information directly from the stations.
Okay, and all of those folks are forthcoming and responsive?
Yes, we are getting the information. It's not always coming as fast as we'd like it to. But no one thus far has said, no, we won't provide you with that information. And I would not expect that to occur.
Okay, thank you.
Lisa and Jim, any questions?
Oh, no, I'm just listening.
Okay. So who was that? I heard a voice. Okay. Tony, so you sound like you'll be back on track this week. Once you go to KPFA, you'll be back on track because you'll be going to the national office on Monday.
Yes.
Okay.
Hopefully we will be. As I said, we went out so far. We visited. It was not our plan in our original preliminary schedule to go out and look at more than three sites. This year we selected New York, Washington, and Berkeley. Last year we looked at L.A., Berkeley, and New York. We have seen some problems both at New York and Washington and D.C., specifically with respect to fulfillment inventories. They're not counted. They're in disarray. There are multiple the same item is found to be multiple locations. We've got a concern that there's not much control over the inventory. If we find this to be the same issue as KPFA, then I've already instructed my staff that we will go and visit the Austin office. Excuse me, the Houston office, the Houston station, so that we can make sure we've got satisfaction as to fulfillment inventory levels.
And so that would sort of put your time frame off a little bit.
That would not necessarily alter our time frame.
Okay. When was the last time T was audited? Were you able to find that out?
I don't.
It's been a while.
And unfortunately, we were only appointed last year was our first year.
Right.
So I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
Tony.
Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, this is Jim. Are any of the stations indicating what problems they're having in terms of documenting their fulfillment information?
Not so far. We've just made preliminary evaluations, and as I said, noted that not all inventories are kept. I suspect it's because in the past I don't think anyone's ever looked at the fulfillment inventories, and therefore it's been a very, very low priority. But the fact remains that, on your record, your financial records show that you've got about $200,000 worth of fulfillment of inventory. So we need to give ourselves a high comfort level that inventory actually exists.
Mm.
And in fact, looking forward to next year, what I'm going to propose to the audit committee is that we move up the timing of the station audits, and that we do an inventory on September the 30th. I know we're going to be very unpopular doing that with the stations because of your pledge drives, but this is a substantial financial asset, and we need to have a proper evaluation of what the value is as of the organization's fiscal year end.
I have a question. Go ahead.
You think just a follow up. Do you think if they're notified way ahead of time that this is due in September, that they may get a head start on it?
I believe the notification, notifications were sent out. We did our initial preliminary planning much earlier in the year, and I think the stations were given a timetable as to what was expected of them.
Sure. Okay.
Sandra?
Yeah, yes, this is Sandra. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So the letter from the auditor from last year to the Pacifica National Board, it spelled out some financial management deficiencies for each and every station, as I recall.
Yes.
And I would like to know, have those deficiencies been corrected, and if you can give us a status report on that for each signal area, as well as the national office and the archives.
Yeah, well, as I stated, we're really just just in the discovery phase of our audit. And before I answer the question, let me just back up a little. And first, we do a sort of what we might call a discovery or risk analysis, try to get a handle on where the risk is and where we should focus our effort. And so we've done some preliminary feelers. We've gone out into the field in two locations. We're starting to get a handle on how things are there. Tomorrow, when I meet with the staff, we'll complete our audit planning process. And that is that, yes, we're going to audit this, we're going to look at this, we're going to focus on this. So we haven't done that yet. In the course of doing that work, one of the things that I will address with the staff tomorrow, and would anyway, is have the staff look at the comments in last year's management letter, and we will report back to the audit committee and the board on the status of the prior year observations.
Right, as is customary. Right,
as is customary. Correct.
Right, right. It's too early to tell that yet. Does anyone have any questions? I'd like to ask this question. Any other members?
Go ahead, Jim. Is there any need for the stations to, or is there any value to stations documenting their non-financial support?
That's a great question, Jim. There are definitely very strict guidelines for non-financial support. Or you mean volunteer services?
Yeah.
The guidelines are very, very strict as to what can and cannot be recorded in the financial statement. For example, if somebody, you know, if a volunteer comes in to help answer the phones, for example, may perhaps do some general filing. Typically, those would not be recognized as an in-kind donation and as an expense, because they don't meet the very strict criteria that the accounting profession has for recording them in the body of the financial statements. What we can do, however, is if there are services that while we may not be allowed to enter them into the financial statements, there's nothing that prohibits us from disclosing those hours and the approximation of what the economic value is in a footnote to the financial statements.
Okay.
And the only thing that would be required is that, you know, we've got to get ourselves comfortable with the hours. And I'll give you a very specific example. I'm just reviewing a report this past week of a large San Francisco organization that has some 35,000 hours put in by volunteers in the course of the year.
Yeah.
The organization keeps, basically the volunteers keep time cards, the time reports, so that a schedule is kept that we can go in and test and look at, and then we put a valuation on it, and we put in the footnotes at the end of the year that while it can't be recorded in the financial statements, the economic value of the volunteers approximates some $790,000. So that's a great question, and it's something that if the organization should look to.
This is Susan from KPFA. So I just have a question about that, just given that Tony, in your last report, there are some, what did you call it, deficiencies that you're looking into, and you also alluded to that earlier in this phone call, that we add another. I mean, to me, it would be great to be able to say, like the San Francisco nonprofit, that 35,000 hours produced a value of almost $1 million. That is significant for funders and the like, but
of course,
at this point, If you're not getting your reports in a timely fashion, I would just be reluctant to add another thing to be tracking at this point. But I'm just raising that as a question.
Right. No, and that's a very valid comment, and that's something, you know, we can. Our report, our management letter, comes down into three areas. One is a reportable condition. A reportable condition is a condition that, if allowed to exist in the normal course of business, could misstate the financial statements. Secondly, there's a material deficiency, which is a reportable condition, but permits the existence of a material misstatement in the financial statements that would not be normally detected within the normal course of business. The third item are management letter points, you know, that really don't impact controls or the financial statements directly, but it's, you know, say, as an example, you're doing things this way, have you considered doing them this other way? It might be an operating benefit for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I would suspect the volunteer item would fall into that. You know, if we were to make a comment, which we well may, say you the organization should consider tracking, you know, as volunteer hours. It doesn't impact the financial statements, so it's nothing, and the organization could come back and say, we agree with you, but we don't have the resources to do it. And we'd say, okay, we understand. It's not a required disclosure, so we, you know, it's a recommendation. It's not an absolute. There's
right.
a problem. You need to fix
right.
it.
Okay, thank you for the clarification.
Anyone else?
I have a quick question. This is Lisa. Hi, Tony, and thank you so much for your time. I just real quickly, because you said that you were in New York, D.C., and you will be going to KPFA. And when were you in New York and when were you in D.C.?
2 weeks ago. Then we went back.
Okay, so you did both of them approximately 2 weeks ago.
Yes, we did them back to back to minimize costs. We spent 3 days in New York, and then the staff kind of traveled Wednesday evening and went to D.C. and then wrapped, I believe, it's to sort of wrap the stuff up. Upon her return, so she was out of the office for 1 week.
I'm assuming you didn't do it on Halloween. Ha, little joke.
No.
I hate doing anything with WBAI on Halloween. Okay. It's frightening enough, trust me.
Now, Tony, so far from the two stations that you've done, percentage would you say are repeat mistakes, if you could quantify?
I'm sorry, I'm not in a position to respond to that. I will respond to that.
Okay.
I will definitely respond to that, but I don't have enough information myself at this point.
Not a problem. Now, in terms of you, LaVarne, and I being on a conference call, any particular day of the week that you would need to do that? The reason I'm asking, it would be good if I could get a particular day, because we have the PNB meetings, which alternate between Fridays and Sundays. And it's going to be this Sunday, so the next time would be 2 weeks from Sunday on a Friday.
What I would suggest, Nia, if it's okay with you, I will send you, both you and on a weekly basis, at the end of the week.
Okay.
I will have the senior accountant and the manager send me an email. Documenting, you know, what's, if anything is slipping and what is slipping and where it's slipping, and I will forward that on to you. And I think to establish the protocol, we will do this on a weekly basis. If we'll say, yes, we've made these requests, we haven't received everything, but there's no slippage because we can keep going forward.
Right.
You know, it may just be that. Or
okay.
we've made these requests, nothing has come in yet, and this is causing a slippage, and then we'll go into more detail of what needs to happen. But I think if we establish the protocol such that, you know, Friday evening or over the weekend or by Monday morning, you receive a report from me saying, this is how we're proceeding.
Yeah, that's good, because last year I know you, Lonnie, and your accountant, and I used to do it via teleconference.
Right.
That was
a very expensive one, all those hours in the overseas from the Philippines. That was...
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You were abroad. You know, the reason, I appreciate, you know, a paper trail is good, but sometimes having a conversation is interactive. At least I like having the conversation, because then we could ask questions.
Okay.
You know, so
I would say let's
week.
Do it Mondays.
Mondays, okay. It doesn't have to be in the evenings. I could carve out some time during the day. Whatever is convenient for you and LaVarne and the accountant. That would be good.
Let's say that. How about 11 o'clock every Monday?
11 my time or your time?
Good question. 11, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
My time. Okay. So if you could send out an email to that effect?
Yep.
Yeah, to LaVarne and me. That would be great. And then, you know, I could pass information on to the audit committee members.
Right.
That would be good. Now, I know that you have to run.
No, I've got time.
a little time? Is
yep,
there anything
no,
else
I don't have to leave here to some.
Okay. So we covered the OH management letter. We covered the current timeline. Is there anything else that we need to talk about on this?
Well, one of the things I've got...
This is Sandra.
Okay, Sandra.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Madam Chair, thank
yes.
you. And Tony, thank you. So are there any red flags that we need to start addressing now?
I think one of the areas, and I expressed this to Nia already in a phone conversation we had a week or so ago, I'm concerned, and I continue to be concerned about the amount of litigation exposure that the organization seems to be subject to. And I'm concerned from the perspective at some point in time, your carrier may say, this is enough and we're dropping you. And that obviously would be of great concern. In fact, could possibly, depending upon how much you've got in the way of open lawsuits, potentially have a very significant impact on our opinion on the financial statements. Because, you know, you've got, our experience was last year there was a significant amount of litigation and claims. We are going to be, one of the first things we're going to do tomorrow is make sure that we're in touch with general counsel very early on get a full understanding of all the outstanding claims or pending or potential claims. Clearly we can't quantify potential claims, but, you know, we need to have an understanding of what's at potentially at play, because as said, you seem to have a bad claims history, and that could have an impact on our opinion on your financial statements. So we feel that this is a high risk area for us.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much.
Any other questions? Everybody's completely satiated.
Nia, I have a question for the audit committee.
Yes, go ahead, Tony.
Does the audit committee have any specific areas that they would like us to address?
Absolutely. This is Sandra again.
Okay, go ahead.
I would like for the auditors, not the audit committee, but the auditors. That means you, Tony. And thank you for being willing to do this. To address the finance situation of each of the five signal areas, the national office, and the archives. And I would like for you to address, you know, income, outgoing money, expenditures, what have you. And in addition, I would like for you to address the lawsuits, like you just mentioned, and political, hires or funds available to pay employees of this foundation, and how that all works into the audit report, because, you know, I have some serious concerns about that.
Sandra, I'm not quite clear how you wanted, what you mean by having us address, because in the financial statements, in addition to preparing a combined financial statement, we provide separate balance sheets and income statements for each of the signal areas, as well as national office and archives. So you can get a fairly good financial picture of each location.
Okay, thank you.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Melinda.
Yes, I would like to know, and granted, I hope this doesn't sound being picky, but since we are dealing with three or four different stations, is there any way that you could maybe make note of any particular instances where and I don't know that this is going to happen, but if you do run across cases where you feel that perhaps either the documentation was lacking or perhaps maybe the documentation was not forthcoming. Would these be documented in the audit as to who refused or who had the bad figures or whatever? Because I would like very much for that to be in there so that we know, you know, where maybe there might be problem areas.
Well, let me just clarify something, because this is, again, Gretchen, you're asking a very insightful question. If we request information that we believe, and we believe that all of the information that we request is germane and very pertinent to our ability to render an opinion, if someone were to decline providing us that information, that is what we call a scope limitation. And that is, you know, we ask, for example, let me try to give you an example. A few years ago, I was auditing a public company, and I asked in the end of the engagement, I asked the management to sign the typical management representation letters saying that they had provided everything we had requested, that they weren't hiding anything from us, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They refused to sign that letter. We deemed that to be a scope limitation. They refused to provide us all the information that we had required, that we had requested. And because of that, we were unable, and we ended up withdrawing from the opinion, from the engagement. We were unable to express an opinion because management had not provided us everything that we had requested. We deemed that material enough that we just pulled out of the field. So if that were to happen in this instance, let's say WBAI refused to provide us, not was unable to because they didn't have it, but if they said, yes, we've got it, but we're not going to give it to you, I would contact the audit committee. I would contact NIA the same, pretty much within an hour or two after talking about it with my partners, and then concluding that this is a scope limitation, I would contact the audit committee chair to let her know that there's an issue.
Wonderful. And, Neil, I would hope you would let us know as well.
This is Lisa.
Absolutely. That has been my MO for the 3 years I've been the audit committee chair.
I was counting on that.
Absolutely. Right.
I'm sorry?
I was counting on you for that.
Lisa?
Right.
This is Lisa.
May I
speak?
Lisa, then Sandra.
Okay. Melinda, I just want to be a little bit clear with what you were at, if you don't mind my asking. Were you saying that you wanted, like, specifically, like, that certain people to be named in the report? Or I just want to make sure that I was clear on what you were asking.
You hit the nail on the head right there, because I look at it this way. I'm not going to point fingers, but just using an example. Let's say if John Doe up at WBAI said, I don't think so, I think we have the right to know that.
And I don't disagree with that, but I'm just...
I don't have a problem disclosing that. If that were indeed to happen, if the audit committee were to ask me who refused to give it to you, we would certainly, I mean, if...
Good.
If our audit is being restricted and we can't provide an opinion... then I would most certainly let you know as to, you know, who or what is gumming up the works.
Good.
Right, but I would just, would that be something that would also go down on the report, that specific name? I'm just curious about that.
Usually, no.
Okay.
No, we would just...
You would just say the position.
Exactly.
Within the station,
yeah.
As
yeah.
he's done before.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
That's what I just wanted a little bit of clarity on that. Thank you.
Oh, don't worry. I wouldn't let Tony pass it out with with name in there, right?
Like,
Tony?
You got my name on it. No.
No. Next on the stack is Sandra.
My question has been answered. Thank you.
Okay. I have a question, Tony. This year on the 990, we have to have an official whistleblower policy for the foundation. As you know,
Nia, I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
Yeah. This year, we have there on the 990, there's a check mark. Do we have a whistleblower policy?
Yes.
Remember that conversation?
Yes.
So the one that the audit committee did last year and approved, that one did not get approved by the Pacifica National Board, but it got modified into adopting the ethics policy in compliance with the government's whistleblower policy. So I would really like for you to take a look at that, because I don't think that's what should have been done. You probably will ask for it anyway,
mm-hmm.
but I just want you to, if you could early or as soon as possible, take a look at that. That if it has to be revisited, I mean, I have all the work that we did last year. As you know, we put in months into that.
Right.
And we have to fix it just so it, you know, you don't give us a slap on the wrist for having the incorrect document.
Yeah. And as you know, as we discussed last year, that this is one of the questions that is now on the 990.
Tony, I hear you clearly, but, you know, this is where the politics gets sticky, and I'm being perfectly honest and blunt about it, just so you know. But my interest is the foundation, and I'm asking you if you could, you know, you take a look at the ethics policy. I guess you have to get that, and then the caption that says this, and we have to comply with the government policy on the whistleblower, if that's what you're looking for. I don't think that's what Sarbanes-Oxley is looking for. So if you could tell us, then I would try to cobble the members together really quickly and try to do something near the PNB to pass it.
Okay.
What you think is the correct thing.
So just to make sure I'm perfectly clear on this, Nia, what you're saying is that some sort of whistleblower policy was adopted, implemented as part of the organization's ethics policy, and you'd like me to take a look at that and make sure that it meets the required standards?
No, the other way around. The ethics policy is supposed to be the whistleblower policy with the language that said that we will comply with the government's whistleblower policy.
Okay.
Which doesn't seem right to me. But if you could just try to... I think some of the members on the committee... Ooh, there's a lot of static there. Then we wouldn't have to. Well, you saw what was done last year, and I think you were okay with that, with except for a couple of tweaks. Do you remember that?
Yes, I don't remember that. I do remember that I recommended a couple of tweaks to it.
Exactly.
But,
just a few. So that you know, that did not get passed by the PNB. I tried my darndest, but that didn't work. So I just don't want it to have a no in that category. If we can avoid it, because as you know, and everybody knows, the 990 is what people look at when they want to make donations to the foundation, and that the 990 carries a lot of weight for not-for-profit.
Exactly.
Okay. All righty. Lisa, go ahead, Lisa.
Sure, and I just want to say, this just sort of piggyback off what Nia was saying, and especially, Tony, since you raised the issue of one of the things where there seems to be a large amount of exposure is litigation, the areas of litigation. And I'm just, because I was trying to think, and I think Sandra had asked you something similar. I don't mean to misparaphrase or misrepresent anyone, but I was trying to think about a way in terms of perhaps be as the auditor of expressing concern. And I would just think that a whistleblower policy and trying to hedge off a lot of litigation, or maybe recommendations to what perhaps that would lie in the fact about the whistleblower policy or not having a strong one or something like that. So as you're looking that over, maybe that what you were just talking about in terms of litigation might be another way of sort of also looking at this. Because if you surely don't have something that is clear and that is outlined and that everybody knows about and that's understood and implemented and that's strong, then that's going to be a problem. And I just know one of the things, when this discussion was going on and people were saying, well, you know, you got the California codes, and I remember saying, well, that might all be well and good that you have the California codes, but most people are not attorneys and don't have access to the California law books and all of that, or the court systems to look up what is what, as opposed to just having a pretty strong policy up front that doesn't contradict California codes or anything, but that says here, this is what it is, you know. So my two cents on that.
Anything else? Yes, Sandra?
Well, since Lisa brought it up, and given what limited history I have, I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page here, that whatever our auditors are doing complies with the California codes, but more reasonable than that is to make sure that each of our signal areas are complying and doing the best of their ability to comply with what the auditors request. And that gives the auditors the opportunity to give us a very fundamental, a very profound report. So I would just ask Tony, if I can be so formal or whatever, to give us feedback that you're getting the cooperation that you need from all of the signal areas, the national office, and the archives, to give us a good report. And
I will. You know, and I think, you know, the place that we'll do that is in the weekly updates with the audit chair, with Nia.
Okay.
We keep her in the loop.
Okay. Well, and I know that Nia doing due diligence will keep us all informed in that regard. But previously, you know, the previous auditor said that other people didn't cooperate, they weren't forthcoming with information. And, you know, we're community radio, and we need the people that are being paid to keep count of our books, whether it's at KPFT or KPFA or whatever station, that they need to be forthcoming and work with the auditors in that regard. And I just want to make sure that that's what's happening now.
I certainly hope so. And that's actually a very, very good point from a management perspective. Ultimately, you know, and this was one of, you know, in last year's, this was my main gripe last year in the material weakness letter that we issued. Mm-hmm. We felt that the information was not flowing very well between the organizations. And, you know, I didn't try to point fingers whether it was because the information was flowing up or whichever way it was flowing, up or down. But it, whatever it was, it wasn't working.
You were quite direct, Tony.
yeah, I think I was, wasn't I?
You were quite direct, which is
I have
excellent.
To jump in here now and say, has it improved?
It's too early to tell.
It's too early to tell, thanks.
But wait, Sandra, don't worry. I'll have some more meetings, Sandra. So before you term limit out, trust me, you will find out. Because remember that now, we'll probably go until maybe January or so before the new board gets seated.
It's a concern of mine that last year we were told that people were not forthcoming and they were not cooperative. And, you know, now our finances are even more dismal. And I just want to make sure that we as a board, as this audit committee, reports to the board and says, look, some people are not being forthcoming, and I want to hear from the auditor who can tell me things have improved or things are worse than they were or something.
Yeah, I have no problems whatsoever in making comments like that.
The problem is, Sandra, is that the directors on this call, that's our responsibility. Because, you know, we had a conversation in executive session that we can't share. It is our responsibility. Tony was quite clear, quite direct, and the rest is up to us, right? Got my drift, Sandra?
I agree. I agree totally. I agree totally. And you know, I'm not trying to put Tony in a pocket somewhere.
Right.
I just want to make sure that all the information that we had from last year that's gotten carried over in whatever fractured form to this year, and that the PMB directors now know that this is what we're dealing with. This is what we can do to fix it or not.
Precisely.
Yeah, as a general comment, you know, the responsibility, the authority stems from the board of directors, and therefore it's incumbent upon the employees of the organization to respond to the wishes of the board.
Right. And from what you have said, the employees of the foundation are all forthcoming and giving you factual information that you can use to make your report. Did I get that right?
I think I can say yes to that. I guess I'm sort of delaying a moment. I just wondered. I'm still a little jet lagged. As said, it's still early days. I mean, nobody has said we will not provide you with that information, and I'd be astonished if that were to happen. Certainly, if we come across problem areas, we will keep you appraised of them. We'll keep Nia and who in turn will notify you as to any kinds of problems that are occurring.
You did, sir. Thank you for that. I don't mean to be a nitpicker.
You're doing your due diligence,
Sandra. You're doing your due diligence. It's up to us. It's up to the directors and to keep politics out of it and do what we're supposed to do.
That's right.
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay.
I will sit down and be quiet now.
No. No, you're doing fine. Anyone else has anything else to say?
No, this is a question I think is right along the line where our concerns are now. Tony, is there anything that you can recognize that we as a committee should pay more attention to?
I think, you know, as the audit committee, you're tasked with making sure that you've got a system of internal accounting controls, checks and balances, that ensure that that management is discharging its responsibility in two ways. One, maintaining adequate safeguards on your assets. Two, maintaining an adequate system of internal financial reporting to disclose that those assets are properly accounted for and properly controlled. So, yes, as an audit committee, what I would recommend to the committee is that as you go through the process, ask yourself, are we looking at internal accounting controls? How is management discharging our obligations? Their obligations to us as the members of the board. Are they being accountable for the assets they've been entrusted with, and are they reporting them correctly? So those are the kinds of questions as an audit committee you should be asking yourselves.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Oh, I've got a whole shitload of questions. Forgive my friend.
How about
this
a dinghy?
Sandra.
We'll take a dinghy, Sandra. Go ahead.
I'm speaking out of turn, and I just want to thank you, Tony, for being so forthright. And I just want to say this off the top of my head. We really have our work cut out for us. I want to make sure, and I don't know how to make sure, that all of the signal areas report and cooperate with Tony and his team, let alone the national office and the archives. So, I mean, realistically, Tony, you and your team are auditing seven individuals that are all part of the same team.
Right. Yeah, no,
and,
no, we understand that, yeah.
Yeah, I know you get it. Some people don't. But I just, you know, from being on the Pacifica National Board previously and working with other auditors who just kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say they didn't do their jobs because they did, but they didn't give us what we needed to move forward. And that's what I'm hoping for here now, is that you will, and you'll tell us our shortcomings. And I think you did last year when I saw the report about, you know, it takes two signatures on a check for over X number of dollars and whatnot. And everybody needs to get on the same program. So I'm hoping that you will help us in that regard, and that the Pacifica National Board will get on that same program, that, you know, nobody's allowed to just sign a check and run away with it.
Right, and it's the, and the, but you're quite right, but it's also, it's the responsibility. You see, that's the point I'm making. It's the responsibility of the, this is what the audit committee needs to focus on. This is, it's one of its primary areas, to make sure that, you know, the assets of the organization are safeguarded. Probably that's mm-hmm. the best way to put it. And that, you know, the systems of checks and balances, and that's why, in fact, you hire an auditor to do that very task, to make sure that the system of checks and balances is working.
I have total faith in you, and thank you. Thank you for even taking us on, and I just hope that everybody else is on board.
Well, thank you for the very nice comment.
And if they're not, I am sure that you'll let me know, and I will certainly pass it on to you. Okay, on that note, I think we've done our 40 minutes. Is there anything else that we need to do? Okay, so we're done.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Yeah. Okay, just 1 second. We're done with Tony. I want to relieve Tony so he could go and get his wife. So thank you so much, Tony. And
thank you, Tony.
I'll await your recap for the week. And you are free to go. I mean, unless you want to stay, listen to the rest of the committee.
Thanks.
I'm sure there's going to be a hard choice.
Just to let you know, we will not have... Well, you know, we will. I will give you an update just to let you know what our planning process is, where we feel we're going to have risk, and so yes, we will schedule some. Actually, I'm sorry, I can't next Monday, but Selena can fill you in.
Thank you.
I'm taking some personal time on Monday, but I will send you an email.
Okay, not a problem.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, and have a nice evening.
Thanks.
And
bye-bye.
To your wife, Tony.
Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks.
Say hi to your wife.
Good night, Tony.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, okay, for us, we need to set the next meeting date, but before I go to that, we need to get our minutes together for this year. We didn't have that many meetings, but Melinda,
yeah.
The one where we had quorum, could you, I just spoke with, John said he's going to get up tonight's meeting.
When was that? Was that in the end of September, beginning of October?
Yeah. If you go to kpftx.org.
I believe that was the day that I literally could not even breathe, much less talk.
Yeah. But what you could do is to listen to the archives. And
okay.
You don't have to put in everything. But I want to schedule the next meeting. What we'll do, we'll approve all of the minutes.
Okay.
This way, I can send them to John, and they can post them to the Pacifica website. Because if you go, you'll see the only committee minutes were the only minutes that were up there.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, we were very good at that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, how long do you think it would take? We haven't had that many meetings where we've had quorum.
Mm-hmm.
So it shouldn't be that we've had this one, the one prior to this, and we might have had maybe two or so more. Sandra did one set of minutes.
I'll be the first to admit that's exactly why I wouldn't kind of volunteer for secretary to begin with, because I'm not too good at, and to be honest with you, with me working as a contractor, never a lot of times I don't know my hours. But I'll tell you what I will be more than happy to do. I mean, tonight's is pretty easy, and I will pop those. I will put the notes together and send them out to everybody right away.
Okay, that is fine. And then try
fresh
to
fresh on my mind.
Just remember, I don't drive people crazy. As long as you say, you just say who the members are, you know, have their names.
I don't know everybody's names. I really have never gotten everybody's names ever.
Okay, when you go back to the agenda, just include the agenda.
Okay.
The names are on KPFTX for the members.
Is there any place that I can agenda? I don't have notes for an agenda.
Okay. Well, tonight's agenda you got.
Hey, I sent that to you, Melinda, and you may not have received it.
I also sent it
but
to her.
Don't you usually send them to the PNB audit committee list, though, I thought?
Yeah, but for some reason, I don't even know what happened. Mia sent it to
all of us members, and some members did not receive it. So I forwarded it to a few members, and Melinda, you were on the list. So.
Okay, I'll see if I can find it. That's why I'm thinking seriously about getting a new email box, because I'm serious. I get so much email that I just can't keep up with it sometimes.
Okay. Well, if you just search by my name, well, what I was going to say, Melinda, you do the, when you just go back and listen to them and just do the rough thing. Just do the actions.
Okay.
Whatever actions were taken.
Okay.
Tonight might be a little bit more difficult because I actually really love all of your questions, everybody's questions. So if you, maybe those, well, see how, don't drive yourself nuts. If there are too many of them, then don't bother. But we just need the actions that were taken. That's all.
Okay. That question
we're
asking
is that we're going to follow the lead of our auditor. Right?
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
We all asked a lot of questions. But
right,
we are all
me.
Going to follow the lead of the auditor, right?
Right, correct.
Right.
There were no dissenting voices. There was no, I don't want you to be our auditor. There was none of that. It was all about asking questions for clarification, and answered them in a timely fashion. And we, I think, as consensus, the audit committee said we will all follow the lead of our auditor. Am I wrong?
I shouldn't take things personally. If you know, if I ask a question and so forth, you know, to what, because that is really our job to do. You know, they always say we're like the eyes and ears of the.
We ask questions, but we still have our ultimate faith and the auditor to do what he's been hired to do. Am
mm-hmm.
I wrong?
That's right. Right.
Right, but,
I think I hear Lisa trying to get in here, and then
right.
we're going to just wrap this up and set the next date, and then I'm going to have to jump off.
Okay.
Well, I just wanted to say this as a reminder, because the auditor did basically bring it back to the directors, and I heard Mia mention that as well, and I used to be one of those directors at one point, that I think the directors also need to make an environment and to not take things so personally. We know this is a very politicized environment. We know that. But still, as directors on the board, as directors who represent the foundation directly, that when people do submit things to the PND and they submit things about concerns, they're asking questions or whatever like that, I think the environment of the PND should be that to accept those questions, whether you agree with what's being asked or not, because I just know that the environment right now is not like that. You know, it's not an environment where you can feel that, okay, I have a concern, let me submit this to the PNB and let's just get it addressed, just get it answered, you know. But that hasn't been like that. And I just have to just say, so that's not a very conducive environment, that even if somebody did think that there was something that was inappropriate or had questions about what was going on and they submitted to the PNB, and then you get the response that you get, you know, so that's just something too that people should keep in mind.
Madam Chair, may I speak?
Yes.
I agree with Lisa, but I also agree with the thought that each of us should be allowed to ask questions, and I think that the auditor answered them to the best of his ability, given the circumstances, and that we will meet again, and we will get a final report from the auditor. If there are concerns, they should be addressed. That's our job. That's
Amen.
What we do with volunteers.
Right. Okay. So let's set the next meeting date. The date is, let me go to kpfcs.org. So, Melinda, when do you think you'll have those minutes?
What I'm doing basically right now, even as we're talking, I'm just basically using the agenda, and for every spot, I'm basically filling in what happened.
Right. Okay.
I think that that's going to be the easiest way for me to pop that out tonight.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you say that, because Evelyn did that once. She did the exact thing. She just went and she put it into the discussion. It was good.
And incidentally, I'd like to also throw out one little thought, you know, kind of along the lines of what Sandra was pointing out. And that is one thing I'm hoping to do, because although we do have audit members that are falling off of the board because of term limitations, I'm one of the only people, other than another person who also was elected along with me, who actually has the rare opportunity to run again next year because we took off a year. I'm hoping this next year, as a person who's going to be coming back, that we're going to see a PMB that's going to have a changed thought going on, and I would like to see fewer factions, and I'm hoping that we will actually see in the bunch more unity among everybody, because I really think that we could avoid more lawsuits, and I think that we could probably move this foundation forward into a more prosperous future if we did that. That's my thought.
Good thought.
What did you say, Jim?
I said good thought. Good thinking.
Yeah. I'm hoping there'll be.
I think we all would amen that. I guess I'm guessing.
Oh yeah. I'm sure. Hope that's everybody's goal, right?
I'm just gonna say I'm hoping there'll be peace in the Middle East next year too. But sorry for.
I'm not holding my breath on that, but I'm. But you know, on the other hand, we can't change anything to do with Israel or Palestine. But what we can do is we can change our Pacifica people.
Well, that.
That we can do.
That takes a lot. I think that takes a lot of doing and a lot of work, and, you know, and Pacifica is a microcosm of what goes on. I'm not saying not to shoot for it, but that's just reality.
It can happen.
I'm trying to get KPFTX. Where is this large calendar?
Well, I'll just say this. I know that according to the corporate model I work with, and I'm sure on the corporate model that I probably very few people that I politically see eye to eye with, but you understand. You're so ingrained to understand there's a certain way that people have to proceed to at least get through the day. So that's not even about whether you agree with people or whatever like that, but you so well understand, at least you understand better than it's understood at Pacifica, that there's certain, you proceed in a certain kind of a way. You know, and I think that that's one of the things that's lacking, which leads to lawsuits. You know, people don't understand basic rules of decorum, even that, okay, well, you don't say this or you don't say that, even if you disagree with somebody. So.
Got it. Good man.
I'm having just one second. Can anybody get to KPFTX? Can anybody? One second, Sandra. Can anybody get to KPFTX?
Sandra?
Hello?
Hello, Madam Chair.
Yeah, can anyone... One second, Sandra. Can anybody get to KPFTX? I cannot get into KPFTX to plan our next meeting. What is going on?
Let me see if I can get... Hold on.
Pam? I can't either. I've already tried.
I can.
Okay.
Oh, Melinda can.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. Here it is. It looks like it just popped up. Okay.
Melinda can. I can.
Oh, you got it? Yeah, mine just popped up.
Odie showed me how to get in.
Today is the 9th. Okay, boy, it's still down. Let's see. Not next week, right, Melinda?
Sorry?
They wouldn't be ready for next week, right?
What I'm going to try to do tonight is I'm going to try to knock out tonight, okay?
Okay, and then the other one. Well, I'll give you, how about the 23rd? This
okay, cool.
All of them, and we'll just approve.
Right before Thanksgiving.
It's not like I'm going to go anywhere. My husband's working that day.
When is that Thanksgiving?
No, you know, the 23rd is like right before Thanksgiving.
Okay,
is that the Tuesday?
So suggest the date. That's a Monday. That's a Monday. I can't do Tuesdays. I don't think Lisa could do Tuesdays.
No. What about, do we want to do Friday the 20th? Not that that thrills me, but...
Or if we can do the day after Thanksgiving when everybody's credit cards are going off the charts.
I would.
What date is that?
I don't
even celebrate Thanksgiving.
That's the 27th, but cause I'm not celebrating it either. But I don't necessarily know if that's the best day. I would rather
celebrate
if possibly
Thanksgiving either.
Right. I would rather prefer possibly Friday the 20th. I don't see anything scheduled.
Okay.
Right.
What day?
Friday the 20th. I don't see anything scheduled.
Okay. Well, let's see. The PNB is meeting this Sunday.
The
hopefully we're not going to be meeting
on
the 20th.
Sunday, and then on
I don't think we'll be meeting, probably the 27th. Okay, let's do the 20th then. How about Friday the 20th? Is that good?
Yeah, let's shoot for the 20th.
Saturday the 20th?
Or the 23rd?
No, Friday. I think it's a Friday the 20th. On November.
Friday the 20th.
What about Monday the 23rd?
I think the folks are saying they're getting ready for Thanksgiving, right?
I'm a Native American. I don't celebrate.
Okay. What, Sandra?
How about
Sandra?
Yeah.
Were you saying you can't wait the 23rd?
I'm trying to get a handle on the date and the
That's
day.
The Monday. The Monday the 23rd.
No, I'm talking
Monday,
about...
Monday the 23rd?
The 30th. Yeah. What about the 30th?
You know why I don't want to push too far, Jim?
Okay.
Just in case we have to do that whistleblower policy over. Something tells me in my gut we're going to have
to. Too many dates at me, and I'm trying to figure them out. Monday the 23rd or Monday the 30th?
No, I think it was Friday the 20th or Monday the 23rd. Right, folks? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
And that can all be usurped by the PNB, who chooses to meet when and whenever.
Right.
Okay. So let's choose the date that the PNB won't usurp.
Which is the 23rd.
Okay. So the 23rd of November, which is a Monday.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Jim,
come on.
Lisa? Everybody, Melinda? I know this is good for Melinda.
Hey.
Jim?
Yeah, okay.
The 23rd is good?
Okay. Yeah, I'll make it good.
Okay. And
the 23rd of November.
Right. We'll just do all the minutes. At least get that out of the way first. You know what would be good, Melinda? If you send them to me, and if they need any tweaking, I can help to tweak them for you. This way we could send them out. And we can just approve them, boom, 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 on the 23rd.
Thank you, ma'am.
And if we have to redo this whistleblower policy, you know, I think we're going to have to spend some time.
Thank you.
Oh, Lordy. Okay. All righty, folks. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Good
motion
night.
To adjourn. Motion to adjourn.
So moved. So moved.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Thank you, Leo.
Okay.
Bye.
Good night.